Good afternoon. How are you doing? Yeah, this is the Iran podcast. the Iran number one podcast, the only one there. Today's episode, we talk about different ways to hold hands with your friends when you walk to the store.
I would like to do it with...
I like to hold my friend Mirsham, I hold his penis. And if you hold each other's penis, the police, they think it is you're just friends.
Yes, I put my thumb in my friend, his foreskin.
And we beat each other off.
And I just tickle the tip of his penis under the foreskin, and it is not gay.
We can, because it is it's a really bad crime. We go to jail for having gay sex, but if you disguise it as a... You know, you're just hanging out with your friend.
A handshake between friends.
Then it is fine. One second.
Why are people going at Roxanne Gay right now?
What?
This is the Iran podcast.
We are also back. You're listening to the Iran podcast with our guest, Adam Friedland, who has come to talk about being gay.
Being gay in America, they can just be gay for free.
He won the Oscar for being the gayest man in America. And his favorite, he wanted to bring up Roxanne Gay, his only author he reads because her name says gay.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a gay guy first.
He's only listened to Martin Gay and Marvin Gay and Roxanne Gay.
His favorite basketball player is Rudy Gay.
Yeah, that also. I don't watch sports because I'm gay.
I am gay, but
I'm actually gay.
I watch to beat off to the men, big black men.
Well, I'm so gay that I fantasize about men doing girl stuff like sewing. That's what I beat off to, is a man using a sewing machine.
Okay, I admit that he's gayer than what I bit off to, which is a man having a gay sex.
Don't forget that I am the gayest bad boy in Iran.
You're the gayest bad boy?
Yeah. In Iran, the baddest boy is the one who does the most gay sex, and it is me. I am like Robert De Niro in Heat in Iran, because we do not have banks. So we only have... We places where you cannot have gay sex. And me and my friends, we put on body armor and we go in and we say everybody down, and then we have gay sex in front of them
in a vault,
and then we run out and have a shootout with the police. And I'm like the Robert De Niro of Iran.
Who's Pacino? Would it be Ahmadinejad?
You'd be the cop,
Who's Ahmadinejad Pacino?
It is also Al Pacino. Al Pacino plays himself.
He's just trying to catch gay men in Iran. It is kind of like Cruising, that movie, where he was trying to catch a gay
serial
killer.
It's his birthday, dude.
Oh, happy birthday.
79 big years for the Pacino dog.
You know, he never...
That's old, dude. I'm worried. I will be sad when he's dead. I mean, it doesn't affect me in any way, but I thought he was dead at first because he was trending or some shit. Or I saw him on Twitter and I was like, no. Because that's my
I want to know who's been having gay sex.
There you go.
In this bank. If it was me, Sham, and his friends, I'm going to find them.
Mirsham.
You know, there is a flip side to that coin. If me and my friends are having gay sex and I see you coming for me, I will have to have gay sex with you.
You know, now that we sat down and had this cup of coffee, I'm thinking maybe you could just not have gay sex.
Damn, Mirsham's about to leave on the plane, and then real quick
he just pulls
over and goes has gay sex in the hotel.
I have to be
one
a
last job.
Give me a second. I have to be a hotel businessman.
Give me a second. I just imagined with this hotel businessman.
I saw a businessman going to a hotel. Before we leave for America, I have to go into this hotel to meet a businessman.
This is one of the posters in the draft house. It's Heat in Iran. It's Robert De Niro. He already kind of looks.
And Pacino.
Yeah, but De Niro kind of already looks.
He does look a little
Iranian in that
Middle
movie.
Eastern in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a dark goatee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a dork.
And he wears a lot of chains, too.
Yeah. That guy at the beginning of Heat, why did they use that guy, man? That wild card in a job like that.
Yeah, you need to work with people you know.
I know.
You know?
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
That always made me mad. On a rewatch, that made me mad.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Like, come on, De Niro. What the fuck, man?
Well, that biker dude.
He's the guy that rats him out.
I yeah. know.
It's necessary. Otherwise, they'd never get the heat.
On yeah. Yeah.
I know, but
other, that's what called, I'm saying.
I know it's necessary
cold.
For the movie. Yeah. You know what? I would love a movie to just watch them do crimes and not get caught.
That movie is so good.
That's what the Ocean's good. Movies are like. There's like very little chance of them being caught.
Yeah, but not enough people die. Well, I guess they wouldn't have killed them if it wasn't for that crazy guy.
We have a movie called The Ocean's 11 in Iran where they have to steal Gepan. The casino. Gambling.
From Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia has all the Gepan. And it's 11 best friends. It's 10 best friends and one Chinese. And they have to steal a Gepan. The Chinese just smile and they did not speak to him.
He sneaks into he can do flips and stuff.
Well, no, he sneaks into the gay porn by going into one of the security guard's ass. Mm-hmm. By crouching into a security guard's ass. Because he's little.
Oh, fuck.
Was that Jet Li in that in those
no,
movies?
No, it's just another no, it's little Chinese man.
It wasn't?
No, it was...
No.
It was a famous not. Chinese guy, though, right?
There's no such thing.
It was Jet Li, dude.
No, it wasn't.
Are you sure?
He was in The Expendables.
He was in The Expendables.
Who the fuck was it? There's another. There's only like three Chinese guys there in like Hollywood movies. There's Jet Li. There's Jackie Chan. Mm-hmm. And who's the third guy?
Chow Yun-Fat.
Okay, four Chinese guys. It's not Chow Yun-Fat. Oh, wait, is it Chow Yun-Fat? No.
It's not Chow Yun-Fat.
Because Chow Yun-Fat is not fat.
Sammy Ho.
Sammy Ho is from martial law.
Sammy Hung.
Sammy Hung is fat. Well, that means, wait, Hung is... Vietnamese, isn't it?
Huh?
That's not a Chinese name, is it?
Sammy.
Who the fuck? Dude, it's a it's
oh,
a
yeah, there's
Chinese guy.
Awkwafina?
Yeah, it was Awkwafina.
Awkwafina. No, there's plenty of Chinese guys.
That are in movies like that? Like
Andy, yeah, there's like over a billion.
Andy Lau, that guy. Mm. The other guy from fucking Romeo Must Die. Hmm. Not Jed Li, but the other guy.
Dude, the guy in fucking Ocean's 11 was a famous
ass
Chinese
other
guy.
Is,
I mean, he was probably famous in China. For
no, you guys.
Bruce Lee
for doing flips.
Okay, he's the first one.
Jackie Chan, Bolo Yuang.
Bolo, that's a cool name.
Yeah, Bolo's badass. That's the bad guy from Bloodsport.
Yep, I know that because we've talked about him.
Yeah.
Probably 14 at least times.
You're good. You're gonna hear it again. You're gonna fucking continue to hear nothing about. Okay, this is the Iran Gay Sex Podcast,
Hold
and
on.
Today we are talking about Bloodsport. I always thought...
Oh, wait, he's not famous at all. Some guy named Quinn Shabao.
Yeah, it is Quinn Shabao, who is there.
Quinn
10
Shabao,
friends,
yeah.
And one Chinese named Quinn Shabao.
Damn, I thought it was a famous
And
guy.
They have to steal the jewelry from Andy Garcia, who is a fag.
Wait, Andy Garcia's gay?
Andy Garcia is a fag from Iran, like us.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were the gay one and you're still in gay pornography.
I don't know. Well, well that's why he has all of it.
Mm.
So he can bit off the Gepan. I like. I have special Gepan made that's a holograph cup. So when the police come and I'm beating off to it, I turn it a little bit and it looks like a girl. And they say, are you masturbating to a gay cop? And I said, no, it's different.
It's a girl cop.
It's a girl cop. And then they look at it and they say, okay, goodbye. And then they turn the cup again and I continue to beat after the naked man.
Yeah. I have a pen that clicks, and when you click it, it is a man's penis.
I have my whole house is filled with magic eyes of penis. And then all of my carpets look, they say, what is this? Is it magic eye? And I said, no, it's Iranian carpet. It's an Iranian pattern. And then they leave and I look through the carpet.
Focus very hard.
I change my focus and I see the penis and I masturbate.
Oh my fucking God, dude. Some guy just like looking through the amount of fucking concentration it would take to beat off to like a hidden cock.
Just cross-eyed, staring at the floor, beating off. I have fooled the police again. The number one bad boy.
I admit you are gayer than me.
Yes. It is a picture of a naked man at the sewing machine making a dress.
Oh, Meerschaum, you sound gay as hell.
I'm the gayest man, yeah.
And yet still he is not as gay as our guest, yeah. Adam Friedland.
Well, I'm the gayest, I was the gay, named the gayest man in America.
You won
it was nice to win an award. I don't know about what the award was about.
It was an Oscar for being gay.
An Oscar for being gay, yeah. I wasn't even in any movies. I don't even have an IMDb page.
Yes, but that's how gay you are.
They gave me the statue because they thought I'd like the naked man.
You don't
man.
Have an IMDb page?
I don't think so. Do you have one?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, because you wrote on TV.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been on TV too.
And you've been on TV.
Yeah.
Myself.
I've been in feature films.
Former writer of.
I know. Are you ready
to? Writer of People Talking Sports and Other Stuff.
You're a head writer.
Yeah, we just picked our own titles. It was only three of us working.
What did you?
They let you.
Was
be
everyone
the head?
Head
so
writer?
No one else picked head writer.
Well, Sam was on the show. He was the star of the show.
So he got showrunner.
So yeah, and then Anthony was like sidekick. I don't know.
Head writer co-host? Sounds like the best job.
Yes, co-host. Yep. And I just got to say I was head writer. I was the only writer.
Yeah, the reviews for the show came in. It's like every part of the show was great except the writer. The co-hosting / sidekicking was perfect.
The star.
The starring was great. But the
love
writing
the
is.
Love the way he starred. But whenever he opened his mouth.
For whatever reason, the writing specifically was
bad. And the person who supervised the writing.
Specifically, that was bad. That's cool that you didn't pick Grand Wizard. That would have been.
Yeah,
if you're picking our own
good.
Titles, I want an IMDb credit for being the Grand Wizard on something.
Did you see the picture of Biden where he put the letter N wasn't superimposed on Obama?
Finger Poppin' Joe's officially in the race now, dude.
Did he put N on Obama?
You didn't see
like Biden.
You got to get back on Insta, dude.
You know the thing people do over three pictures, where it's like B I D. I don't even know how he did it actually.
Yeah, B I D E.
Oh yeah, B-I-D.
So B-I-D over Hillary because she's dumb bitty.
Dumb bitch. Yeah, dumb bitch.
Some dumb bitty. E-N over, or E over.
No, Andrew, D-E-N. Oh, E- D-E.
You know, E over Andrew Yang because he's electronics.
Yep. That's right.
Some Chinese-ass electronics. Mm-hmm. And then N over Obama.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Wait, hold on. Can you just hand me the phone? I don't.
It's just a giant N.
It's
over
just a
Obama.
Giant N over Obama.
It's pretty.
What?
Because it spells Biden.
Oh,
like amongst
Instagram.
The three picks.
Oh, on Instagram.
If you look at the grid, it spells Biden, but the third pick is just a giant N over former President Barack Obama.
Oh my God, dude, that is.
Isn't that wild?
Just this smile across Nick's face, right?
That's something else. That's my commentary. As a professional broadcaster, people are tuning in to hear me be like, damn. That's,
to hear you smile.
Woo! Boy, I tell you what, that's fucking. Yep.
That ain't funny. I don't know what is.
Somebody screwed the pooch on that one.
Oh, yeah,
someone
absolutely
really.
Somebody.
Butt sex
somebody
with the pooch.
Fuck the pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had sex.
Someone molested the fucking dingo.
Yeah, a dingo.
The dingo sucked my baby
dick. Sucked my baby's dick. I wonder if that happens in Australia regularly.
If a dog can suck a dick.
Yeah, if dogs suck babies' dicks, and that's
Can you take a dog's teeth out and have it suck
fangy.
Your dick?
They're too. They're canine.
But that's what I'm saying. What if you removed the dog's teeth, all of its teeth?
It's still not a nicely shaped mouth for a blowjob. But believe me, I've thought about it.
What do you think the best shaped mouth?
This is the thing. This is a question you could put on Reddit and it would make the front page because somebody would be like, a biologist here.
Yeah.
dogs, as obligate carnivores, actually have four incisors. That people are like, this is you win the internet for the day, sir.
Congrats, sir. Here's
sir,
some flair.
Have my gold, sir.
Your gold, yeah.
It'd be great if, like, somehow the if you went on Reddit, you died.
Yeah.
Immediately.
That would be awesome.
Like, all of the people that use it now.
They just died.
You just die.
Damn, even Christina checks it sometimes. I wouldn't want her to die.
Even,
what if
like,
you don't
the
post?
Non. Like, honestly, the toxic Reddit is one thing, but the non toxic, just like. People sharing pics of like
that's a million times worse.
It's worse.
A cat.
It's way worse.
Yeah, I used to think our subreddit was pretty bad until I went to the Chapo one, and it's
the Chapo one is brutal.
The most embarrassing thing I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
it is really brutal.
Yeah, I mean Reddit is very gay. Any way you slice it, it's one of the gayest things you could possibly do with your time, except for making magic eye carpets and beating off to them.
No, that's pretty cool.
That's actually
my new thing
gay.
Now: collecting all of the novelty Reese's.
Oh, the
egg,
brother.
I just had
brother.
A Reese's egg Woo! The first time.
Yeah, Woo! we just wised Adam to the Reese's egg.
Pretty good, dude. I'm thinking about converting to Easter.
The egg is unbelievable because it's the only one that has the correct ratio of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Every other
You don't think the cup does?
No, too much chocolate.
The miniatures are
I
good.
Want a big fat mouthful of fucking peanut butter.
Reese's miniatures are good.
Reese's miniatures are good as well.
Miniatures aren't Reese's pieces.
Try this one, Adam.
Okay, just give me chocolate.
That's the mini egg.
Oh, mini egg chocolate. Mini egg's pretty good.
I'm gonna
eat
as much chocolate as I can.
This is just chocolate afterwards.
Thanks, buddy. I'll wash
cleanse the palate.
I'll wash down the Reese's.
Yeah,
I got some M&M eggs too. If you want to try those,
respect.
Okay.
What are those about?
It's this an M&M, but it's bigger.
Oh hell yeah!
Remember that night we did all that blow at that Halloween party, and I was eating those giant M&Ms.
I remember that night.
Yeah,
that was the night that we lost. What's his name in the bathroom?
Oh, is that the night I moved into my new place like 4 years ago?
It was
that was like a big party.
It was Halloween.
And everyone had sex.
No. That was the next Halloween. Oh. That was the best night of my life.
God, I'm so mad.
That night was so sick.
That was one of the worst nights of my life.
It was the best party I've ever been to.
Which party? Was I there?
Stop talking.
It was in this
it
was like in Fort Greene in this like 4-story like row house that they had the whole thing to themselves.
Was
I there? Every floor had like a different thing.
Was I there?
I don't remember, but my one friend Sawyer took way too much Molly. It was just
he sucked you off,
feeling his hands and stuff.
Did he suck you off?
No, but he like took over the whole.
You guys
party.
Were making
Did you
out?
Kiss and have sex with Sawyer?
No. You were like, no. I love being Jewish.
I was with a
best night of my life.
Love,
me and my male friend Sawyer.
I love having
kissing
birthright.
In the third floor bathroom of a mansion in Fort Greene.
I love going on real birthright.
That might have been the last time I did MDMA.
Why? Because you
man dick man ass. Because
you did
is that
real
the last
birthright.
Time you did man dick man ass.
Yeah, of course.
There should be a gay birthright, and it's just
there
doing Molly in a bathroom on the Lower East Side.
Yeah. Oh no, there's legitimately like birthright has gay buses.
Yeah.
Oh.
For like, if you're gay, you can go do birthright with other gay people.
Really? They want you.
I'm gonna pitch that device
because they want you to fuck.
I did Molly at gay birthright.
Yeah,
I got raped by 15-year-old Jewish kids.
Is damn the pizza was whack,
but the dicking those. Fucking
you know, who I really don't like that fat guy with the tattoos that cooks.
I don't either. I don't like him for personal reasons. Matty Matheson.
That's it. Ooh. Yeah. The Vice has some big fat guy with a bunch of tattoos. That like, just because Austin was filled with those guys, you know, they're like, I'm the big fat tattoo guy. And
doesn't
right.
Action
you know,
Bronson have
I'm a big,
cooking
no,
show too?
He's cool.
I drink nothing but PBRs, cool. And I'm really into cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Personally, it's more of a professional rivalry that I have with him. I'd love to be a trained chef who has a cooking show, but so I'm jealous more than anything. But I also don't like his Canadian high voice.
Oh, he's Canadian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say no more.
You don't fuck with Canada?
No, dude. I didn't like it there.
I confuse him with there's some jackass knockoff show that's on MTV.
Dirty TV. Sanchez?
No, it's...
There's another...
Do you remember that show?
I think it's called Too Stupid to Die.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
It's just right more... Now? It's more Jackass, and it's different guys, and it's bad.
That sucks.
The pranks aren't as
Jackass
good.
Is the well, guys it was.
It's just like... I mean, there was a time and a place for that show. It doesn't...
Yeah. Even if I agree.
The original Jackass came out now, it'd be like, this. What the fuck is this? You know?
Plus, those guys yeah. were awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want fat tattoo guys to be my Jackass guys. I want one incredibly obese man.
Mm-hmm. Party boy.
And then I want party boy. I want Steve-O. I want Bam. Salute.
Retardy boy.
Retardy boy. Mm-hmm. He takes his pants off and becomes retarded in a Japanese electronics mm-hmm. store.
Dude, I watched
I want a hidden camera show where we have people with Down syndrome that act as police officers and we imprison people. We have people with Down syndrome in prison, regular people, and subject them to, like, horrible treatment. And we record everything. Mm-hmm. And people are like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, you know.
Would you try...
Wait, what's the... Is that just it?
That's, oh, it's funny.
Would you, oh, that is funny.
Yeah. Is, like, the experiment, will they stop the retarded people from arresting
there's
them?
No way to stop. They can't stop them.
Because
it's
guns.
In a prison.
Well, yeah, they would be set up like police officers.
Paris officer.
Paris officer. Well, I was debating whether I wanted to go into the voice or not.
I understand.
I took a half step into it.
It's okay.
I'm a Paris officer.
Interesting. And that, okay.
Yeah, this is the show. Look at this still, and you can tell how bad the show is.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Based on that still.
Zach
anyone that ever woos and uses both of their hands to make any kind of gesture, awful.
Yeah, you use one, dude.
Yeah, that's
and
you
do one hand, and it's maybe a thumbs up at most. Maybe a thumbs up or the fucking...
Or the number one.
Number one.
Or
ISIS.
Or
I like number one.
Yeah.
What about the okay sign? It seems like a lot of cool guys are doing that.
Yeah.
How is that... So if that is racist or it's not racist?
I think it was a troll at first to troll the libs.
Because the okay sign is awesome. It's objectively a great sign. Like, just aesthetically, it's pleasing as fuck to do this. But I don't want to be racist.
Well, you got to bring it back. You got to reclaim it, dude.
No, man. I look,
you can't
too,
let
I look
Jack,
too racist if I'm also doing a thing that's racist.
You can't let that guy Jack pull probiotic
sex.
Yeah, you can't let him have it, dude. You got to bring it back to the...
That guy looks like that other guy, that conservative who's gay to me.
Yeah, Milo?
That's the only way to look. There's one single finger extended. Your index finger extended up.
Oh, ISIS doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you search to get that?
ISIS does ISIS We Are Number gesture. One.
Yeah, they do a single finger extended.
That's their sign?
Yeah, usually
I like to flex. Oh, you know what? I'll flex.
I think a number one is good.
Number one's good.
Mm-hmm.
Middle finger.
Yeah, here we go. Here's me.
That looks cool, dude.
Yeah, I know it does.
Oh, man, an ISIS guy holding up a gun and doing one finger looks awesome.
I do like the reverse middle finger. You hold
like
your,
this?
Yeah, pointing.
Oh, that's pointing cool. Like you're flicking yourself off.
Yeah, you do that to people and they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
That is weird. It looks fucked up. Yeah.
How about that? Get off my fucking train.
It looks kind of like a reverse.
You can do two middle fingers
Vulcan
if they're
thing.
Stone Cold style with a thumb out.
Can you do this?
Live long and bopper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Live long,
fuck, and give me head.
Fuck for a while, and prosper. Kirk, I just found out that I'm gay.
Did you guys see that the mayor of Baltimore?
I did. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Was doing a children's book scam.
Just selling fake books.
What do you mean? Like
she's
no,
she's
awesome,
on like
dude.
She's on the board of like a bunch of different things or whatever. But basically, she like was giving herself kickbacks, but she sold like the school system or something. 100,000 copies of a self-published book.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, it's like there's no way there's even 100,000 kids in that entire school system.
The Baltimore City Public School System?
Yeah, that doesn't add up.
There's probably
in elementary school age kids? No way. What's the total population? Probably 600,000 or 700,000?
I don't know.
Yeah,
probably.
And
right.
You think all of them are in between the ages of 5 and 9? No way.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And it's also like schools don't have a book for every fucking child.
Yeah, they don't have enough like science books, but they have enough
three copies of any book in a fucking library. It doesn't make any like the math just.
Was it her book that she wrote Or just some book.
Yeah, her book.
Her book that she wrote. Oh. And like, not only, you, like, I don't know. I think the
it
son.
Was like for that's
the
scam.
The son did some investigation. They can't find any copies of the book. Like, it just doesn't, there's no record of it. She's like,
the feds just did a sweep, dude.
Yeah. I mean, she got like a kickback of like, she sold like $500,000 worth of this book.
That was a scam in college where professors would make you buy their book,
their own book.
Mm-hmm. As required reading.
I respected that every time they did that. Get that bag.
Yeah. That shit is so funny with what's her name, Lori Loughlin or Laughlin or Laughlin or
oh yeah, Aunt Becky,
the Full House, yeah, Aunt Becky. She like thought the prosecutor was bluffing, and they offered her like a plea deal, and then they're like, you know, this isn't television, right? Like, that's the plea deal. Now she's just gonna go to prison.
Damn. For how long? Is Felicity Huffman
She's facing
also?
Like 20 years.
No, Felicity Huffman, I think, saw that dumb bitch did that.
Yeah.
And is like, going to get a fine or some shit.
No, then she's going to probably fucking face prison time. The thing is, she'll go to a nice prison, you know, like a Martha Stewart situation.
Yeah, the lobster and tennis prison.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. There's probably some fine bitches that did white collar crime over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Eating each other's pussies and shit.
Dude,
you know they couple
I would
up.
Love to see Aunt Becky get her pussy.
You know, they fuck more than the guys' prisons.
The girls' prisons?
Yeah. And the girls' prisons. They love every minute. Right? They're loving it.
Damn. For real?
Yeah, but they all like have, they couple up.
Look at this nice dumb bitch's face, too.
She's hot. What am I supposed to see about
Aunt
her face?
Becky?
I would love to get Becky from Aunt Becky.
Just thinking she's never going to go to prison.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Of course I'm not. Of course I won't go to prison.
I was John Stamos' fake wife 18 years ago.
Right.
Another Reese's egg? Mini egg? Why not?
Yeah.
To I like that you power. Had
to clarify that you're having the mini one. Just so the people listening don't take
it. No, it's for you. I don't want to take too many of your main eggs.
Please eat them. I got them. I got a nice dish and a candy bowl. I wanted to serve candy to my friends.
I appreciate the candies.
The mini egg is great.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a bowl of, you know, treats for guests.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Candy Eating Podcast. We're three young men trying to figure out their
20s. That's right.
Also try out all different kinds of candy. And this is recorded live in Bushwick. All three of us are graduates of the UCB 101 sketch writing program.
That's right.
And we are headed to your house, Mr. Mike Birbiglia, to rape and murder you and your family and become your friend and take your...
Well, those are your two options. Either the door A,
to
rape
do
and murder family,
our
door
classic,
B...
Yeah, as we were trained at UCB
friends.
To
you
rape people
murder them.
By Aaron Glazer, the teacher at UCB.
I can't believe he's still the head of the UCB,
he's still
right?
The head of UCB.
Well, of the rape
That's
department.
Weird.
And he's back, and he said, I'm back, and I'm raping more than ever.
That guy's weird. That guy's such a weirdo.
He's really weird, dude.
I know.
He's an odd duck.
Mm-hmm.
Real strange guy.
Yeah.
Real odd.
That's literally what, like, when someone's grandfather molested people, they would say.
It would be great if, like, every sketch at UCB is, like, dumb, like, whatever dumb bullshit they're doing, and then Aaron comes out in a dog costume. He's like, row, row, I'm horny the dog. And he's, like, just pinning the women down on the floor and humping them.
It's the sketch.
Yeah, he's like, we're doing a sketch. I'm playing horny the dog.
That's essentially what James Franco's acting class, I think, was like.
Yeah.
He would just come out as horny the dog.
But James Franco's hot.
Yeah, that
he
is
can get
difference.
Away with that
he
shit.
Is hot, dude.
Remember when he was like trying to have sex with a 13-year-old? People were like, I can't believe this, and like, yeah, it's, you know, hot people just doing whatever they want.
Yeah, is he not supposed to fuck a 13-year-old?
He's like, damn, you're so smart.
Was it a 13?
Yeah, it was like a 15-year-old girl.
Jesus Christ!
He's like, damn, you're chill.
You're chill.
You're fucking chill, dude. I'm chill, Franco.
You think Dave Franco's like, oh man?
Yeah, Dave Franco.
Why does James only get to fuck the hot
Dave Franco's
children?
No, he fucks Alison Brie, dude.
Ooh,
he's married to her.
That's right.
Allison,
we talked about this.
Allison,
she's got the perfect titties.
Breed me off, if you don't mind.
Rub Brie all over my dick.
Allison,
I like
breathe
that.
Me off.
Breathe on my asshole.
Do you like a nice on your balls?
Yeah, I like a. Like you're trying to
squeegee, like a you have the shiniest nuts of all time.
Yeah,
you like your balls ran through the bowling ball machine polisher.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, I like taking a towel under my balls and just...
Oh, yeah. That is a good move, legitimately.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's like, who got period blood all over the towels? And it's like, that woman and her vagina. And they're all pointing at you, Adam.
Do your balls bleed, Adam?
My mouth was bleeding the other day randomly.
From what?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening when you said that. I'm sorry. I was looking at the Ferris wheel on the screen.
Yeah, that is a cool pick, huh?
Where is that, would you say?
I love cool pics. I love to see cool-ass pictures.
Yeah.
It is funny that this is just a screensaver because, like, 10 years ago, I would, like, this would just be worth watching.
I mean, it is worth watching.
No, yeah, I've seen all of these.
What are you going to do, live your life?
And it's still entertaining.
Yeah, you watch TV, not a screensaver.
I don't know. I watched a bit of Prometheus today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I rewatched Prometheus.
I never saw it.
It's not good, but...
Now, that's in the same movie system as Alien and Aliens.
Yeah, so you got Alien, Aliens, Alien Resurrection.
Damn, I want to see the first one. I can't believe the
three
Aliens was the second one. I thought I was watching the first one.
No.
I can't wait to see the first one now.
Have you not seen the first one?
I only saw the one where Paul Reiser's being a villainous you-know-what.
Yeah, that's the second one.
I thought that feels like the first one.
Mad about you.
Mad about you.
Mad about aliens. What if, huh?
That sketch. Now that's something to think about.
That would be something.
Helen, I'm telling you, there's aliens on the ship and Iris coming over for Passover and we're having dinner with the aliens.
Classic setup. Classic bit.
But Paul, I have a headache.
What a stupid bit.
Mad about you. The fucking gay ass shows.
That show truly sucked dick.
Yeah. But I watched it. I watched every episode of that show.
I didn't watch every episode, but I loved it as a little kid because I was like, damn, I love grown-up stuff. I was like, damn, I get this. This is funny as shit.
Yeah.
It was very like, what the fuck are you watching? I was like, you fucking idiot stuff. You don't know.
You don't know what it's like to do adult stuff. Like what? Like have breakfast.
Literally, yes. That's what I was doing.
What fucking shit? What a grown-up stuff happens on the show?
I don't know. Just liking the show was like, yeah, I'm an adult who watches
there weren't,
Mad
no,
because
there
you.
Weren't kids on that show.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It was all adults.
That's so
that makes sense.
I know.
Man.
I was
it's
like
very
seven.
Dumb, but it makes
and
sense.
And I was like, yep, I'm an adult. And it was also like me being superior to my immigrant parents who didn't watch American TV. I was like, yeah, you butts, you fucking fresh off the boat morons wouldn't get the American nuance of Paul Reiser.
I don't know. Maybe they are.
Yeah.
I would watch it. I watched the reruns on fucking...
I just remember that Phoebe was in it as her twin
as
sister.
Ursula.
It's the same universe.
Yeah, as friends.
As friends. They should reboot it, dude.
Yeah. Well,
about you, extended universe.
They would have crossovers. I think Gunther is on both shows, maybe.
Nuh-uh.
Or they go to Central Perk at some point.
Oh, now we're talking. That's the kind
of
shit
look
I
at
love.
This restaurant I found. It's a coffee shop, and they let Jews in here. Irish coming over. We're having a Passover coffee. But Paul, I have a headache. Boop, 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 mad about you. Mad about you. Doesn't matter. Close you will.
Damn, I hope Gunther got pussy
breakfast
and mad about you.
Together. They're having breakfast in the apartment. Now they're having
was
a
the premise?
Fight over who used
well,
the last
Ziploc.
Bump, bump. What's that?
The premise is like it's hard to date a Jewish man or something.
I don't know. It's just like gay relationship stuff. It's probably some fucking loser couple that wrote the show, and they're like, let's read a show about how sometimes I wear your sweatpants. I mean, it sucks. It's just fucking shit.
Wow, Nick, you're getting a little hot.
Getting worked up, brother.
Yeah.
It's getting tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really watched it because I thought it was for adults. You know, I didn't think I was.
You weren't
to.
Cultured
I
like,
kid
like
kid
me.
Stuff.
I like kids kid. Stuff. Kids rule. You know,
as a kid, as a precocious young.
I always wanted adults to ask me why I liked Apple Jacks, even though they didn't taste like apples. They never did because they don't give a shit.
Dude,
they
I really know don't. What you mean.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that and to be asked about for my dad to try and.
So I could be like,
tricks.
You know what, motherfucker? I don't even like Apple Jacks. It tastes like shit.
Apple Jacks were good.
Dude, I really wanted an adult to eat Trix so I could be like, Trix are for kids.
Yeah.
I remember getting Apple Jacks one time because on the commercial they said there was like a camera that came in the box.
Oh, nice. And you were going to set it up and watch your sister's change?
Yeah. No, it's like a disposable camera that came with. I had no idea how much a disposable camera was worth, but I was like, right. Damn.
That's a good deal.
But it's the kind of thing where you have to mail in proof of purchase, right?
Yep, you did.
I hated that
shit. I know. I was like, what the fuck?
On the commercials, they always said it was in the box.
Yeah.
And then you had to fucking buy like 12 boxes and mail in proof of purchase.
I think that one you only had to buy the one, but then I remember having those Apple Jacks and they sucked.
It was fucking gay as shit, honestly, yeah. If you ask
and
me.
And it's just a disposable camera with an Apple Jacks like wrapper on it. What a dumb promotion,
I
too.
Know.
But just it worked guy. On you.
But it worked on your dumb ass.
I know, because they lied to me.
No, it would have worked either way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what children love? Disposable cameras. Mm-hmm.
They do. I remember that was big, dude. Getting that little Kodak zip, zip, zip shit.
You remember tearing the thing off and using it as a taser?
No.
Oh,
I remember hitting it and making it flash. Like if you you could banged do that. It down, it
you
would
You could
flash.
Also take the fucking wrapper off and there's like a flat, I don't know whether it's a capacitor or what the fuck it is.
Flux capacitor.
But it's like there's a thing on there that stores the charge for the flash, mm-hmm. but you can charge the flash and hold it against someone's skin and it'll tase them.
Whoa.
Cool.
It'll burn them, yeah.
How many times did you do that?
I'd do it when I was a kid, yeah. If you had disposable cameras around, you'd chase around, you know. Whoever, girls. Like, we'll see how it feels when it happens to you.
That's right.
Then when you get older and you try to ward off a romantic gentleman, one of my Indian associates, just trying to get a little
smooch.
Oh,
so you were doing it as like kind of a...
Yeah.
As kind of like a, on behalf of all men.
I was raising my hand in third grade.
But then now you need it to come.
Isn't criticizing rape racist against Indian men?
Yeah.
That's a Simpsons episode, actually.
Yeah.
That's Lisa's point.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Simpson, raping women is something that is very important to me. But a poo? Lisa's eight. Mr. Simpson, it is my culture.
Dad, it's part of their culture.
The Simpsons, Hari Kondabolu wrote a special episode of The Simpsons.
Is that what he was upset about? That they didn't include that part of the culture?
Yep. Yeah. How come Apu isn't a millionaire that rapes Lisa? That isn't calling up Lisa all day long. Threatening to have sex with her.
I don't think that's what he was mad about, honestly.
What was he mad about?
I think the voice, not the fact that Apu wasn't a rapist on the show.
But
if I had to guess.
He thought that was
Yeah, I mean,
bad.
It is fucked up. I mean, everyone knows no Indian people actually talk like that. There's no Indian guys that sound like Apu.
Yeah, it's not just, a single
It's a silly
immigrant.
Stereotype. No one's ever had that voice.
Yeah, no one's ever talked
ever. We have no ever. The first time you see Apu, you're like, what the hell is
what
is
kind
this
of guy?
An alien? Yeah. Is he supposed to be from outer space?
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet actual Indian people, and you're like, oh, I thought you were supposed to sound like Apu. And they're like, no, that is just a racist stereotype from this show. No one actually sounds like that.
Yeah, the B guy, though. A lot of Mexicans sound like him.
Yeah.
That's true. No one's mad about the B guy.
No
Mexicans
one's standing
are chill.
Up for the B guy at all.
Yeah, Mexicans
are Mexicans,
chill,
Mexicans are like, hey,
Mexicans
look, we got
rule,
a guy
dude.
On the show.
That's funny, man.
Damn, yeah. I will take Mexicans over... Actually, it's probably not a good idea to rank your favorite races now that I think about it.
I will.
It.
Well, you can because Mexicans don't care.
That's true.
So they go number one.
Viva la raza. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been having a lot of tacos, too, just as a point of fact.
El Taco. That's your cartel name.
El Taco?
Mo Taco Burrito.
I love all types of tacos, dude. Give me some lengua. Give me some motherfucking cabeza. I love getting cabeza, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I like I like al pastor tacos and tinga de res.
Yeah, I like...
What is tinga de res?
I don't know. Some type of fucking sauce.
No, I'm just saying cabeza because it means...
Yeah, yeah.
Tinga de res.
It's like spicy.
Yeah.
I like to get head as well.
I don't even remember what type of meat it is. I just know that I love tinga de res tacos and I love al pastor tacos.
Al pastor
al
for
pastor
sure
is
the
best.
Yeah.
Can you throw me a little pineapple in that motherfucker?
You know what that shit's from? The Lebanese immigrants to Mexico. Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
That's how they made
Who cares?
Shawarma.
Unless it's a funny, you know what that's from, don't bother.
But I thought last time I did that, you said it was totally random.
Don't do a so random joke and also don't tell us what the actual thing is.
It's Lebanese.
I know that. I know that because I watched that Netflix show.
Well, maybe
shit
we could build off a Lebanese Mexican, you know, as like a bit.
Okay, maybe we could do that. Also, you got Tinga de Reyes. All right.
Mm-hmm. You know where that's from?
Go for it.
Penguin. What is it?
I don't know.
A scary clown.
A scary clown.
A scary clown.
I hate scary clowns, dude.
You could say Tinga de Ray Charles.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ray Charles actually invented it because he was blind. And he would use his blindness as an excuse to stick his fingers in women's pussies.
Mm. So the sauce's pussy juice?
So they had to invent a taco that felt like pussy.
Okay.
Oh.
To trick Ray Charles.
So he just fucked the
from
taco.
Blind fingering. Tinga, to stop him from blind fingering.
Tinga means tickle in China, in Spanish.
In Chinese.
Mm-hmm. In Chinese. So Tinga de Reyes means the tickle of Ray Charles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get that. That's not bad.
No, so, not particularly funny, but also more of a departure from so random stuff.
I get that. No, it's
not just where the Lebanese thing came from.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean.
I would like to see, from a horny standpoint, a woman who was half Lebanese, half Mexican, and I would like to have sex with her, and I would also like to have some Al Pastor tacos while I was doing it, just to kind of
Here's a good question: have you ever consumed?
Just a guy riding the bus by himself, just going, "Hell yeah, yes." What's up? Oh, nothing. I'm just thinking about half Lebanese, half Mexican woman having sex with her.
And eating.
You're forgetting. And she's eating tacos.
And she's feeding me tacos.
Stop. Have you ever
hell
eaten
yeah.
and fucked?
Yes,
at the
sir.
Same time?
Have I ever what?
Had food while sex.
Doesn't appeal to me, dude. My two loves, I keep them separate.
You got to keep the life, your life separate.
Exactly. I have no desire to be eating while fucking. Well, I guess I can't say no desire.
If there was a piece of cake.
If it was like a hot day and I'm eating an ice cream cone and getting my dick sucked, I suppose that would be awesome. But if I'm doing a lot of work and I'm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The best is you get your dick sucked while eating an ice cream cone and then you lick it and the ice cream scoop falls off on her head while she's blowing you and then you go. Crying like a baby while getting your dick sucked by a woman with ice cream melting on her fucking hand.
She doesn't holding look up the cup. At all.
Yeah, they're like, you know, you're in the middle of a Six Flags or whatever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sitting on a park bench. Just diaper around your ankles.
She was on top stuff. She hands you like a small like side plate with a perfect slice of cake on it. Just puts it on your
cake
chest.
Cake is too much. I got a fork
it's
and
too
shit.
Much?
It's something, first of all, it would have to be something like a hot dog in my hand. It's got to be handheld.
No, but a hot dog's sus, dude. That's kind of gay, though.
That is true. Okay, how about this? Pigs in the blanket, hors d'oeuvres with little...
Small hot dogs to make your dick look bigger.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Cocktail weenies.
You. I'm looking at those little dicks, and not only is my dick bigger, but I eat them.
You don't want a giant Frankfurter to make
no,
your...
No, I look down, I see my little dick compared to the fucking kielbasa.
That's a bad look.
On a like a fucking sourdough roll? No thanks.
Yeah.
But a little ass, you know, mini sausage with puff pastry wrapped around it? I could have that. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm eating the dicks of my vanquished enemies while having sex. Now that I can get behind.
Yeah. To hear the lamentations of their women. And to eat their dicks.
To have their penises.
Damn, you know what, man?
Oh, dude, that's the thing. There's a part of you that wants to be smart a little bit, Adam. The thing over here is... We're fucking so stupid.
No, you know what was important for me was this show.
You should only think you
seriously,
should ever want
it really
life.
Has done a lot for me. I told my therapist
the
about
only
it
thing
today.
You should want in life is to be entertained.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And to get your cock rubbed.
I don't need to fool anyone into thinking.
That's why, look, first I tried to get you in on gaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I liked it.
And you're going to come around, man. You're going to understand that life is about nothing more than consuming things and hurting the people around you.
I think I'm well on my way.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anyways. Please don't ask me to delete all that Wario stuff later.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
Anyway, so
I love being stupid as shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's better to embrace that than to try to fool people into thinking you're smart. Personally, for me,
mm-hmm.
because I'm, you know,
all I'm good at is stand up and like I'm, you know, nothing else really.
Yeah,
stand up's so stupid and a very trivial bullshit thing.
I'm good at liking Reese's eggs.
Actually, I'll take that back. I'm really good at that also. In fact, speaking of which, No, I'll take one for the road after we're done. I'll need my energy to drive down to Baltimore.
What's the typical Greek Easter menu? You got
I can't wait, bro.
You got
fucking love Easter. Easter truly is
a lamb.
A lamb. Although goat is very good. Have you ever had goat?
I've had it in Mexican food.
No, that's not the shit we're talking about.
What do you mean?
Just like cooked up fucking salt, pepper,
Mediterranean style.
Simple. Grilled.
Uh-huh.
Shit fucking rocks my cocky. Yeah, we're going to have I'm going to my friend's house for Easter. His family for Greece is coming. They oftentimes...
I went to Greek Easter once.
Oh, yeah? With who?
It's like, I guess like a family, friends, just loud Greek.
What's his
bitch.
Name?
Yeah, hell yeah. What's his name?
What's his name?
Her name was Rosie. Her name was Rosie. She was a big, fat, loud Greek bitch.
His name was Rosie, huh?
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, the food was dope.
It's the best. Dude.
Yeah.
Literally a whole fucking lamb will be on a spit.
Yeah.
Over a fire.
I think that's who it was. It's weird. I have like this just vague... It's one of those things that you know happened.
You told me about this.
You know what happened, and then you can't remember. All I remember is like... having some lamb.
Yeah.
And then no other fucking detail.
That's
everything else is
know.
Just gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all you motherfucking need to know.
I remember my first time getting drunk was at my first Christmas party with family friends.
Yeah.
And I drank. I was like...
And the family friend, the guy 10. Kept feeding you drink. And he was
and he was like, no.
And kissing your neck and stuff. And then you drank way too... And all you remember is waking up in his bed. Wearing
dude,
a sweater and no pants.
There was a guy at the Red Scare show drinking fucking GHB out of a coffee cup.
Nice. They have really gay
pants. Date rape drug?
He was dosing himself.
Ugh, you don't want to see me before I've had my rape coffee. My gay rape coffee. I'm here to see the art show.
Well, he's like...
I'm here for the art podcast.
He's like, I'm drinking G, and I thought it was like that butter...
Ghee. That's ghee.
Ghee.
Yeah, but I thought I was like, oh, you're having a
he
bulletproof
name's Adam
coffee.
And I'm ghee.
Yeah,
I love ghee butter.
Oh, it's the phone hour right now for both of you motherfuckers. Luckily, I lost my phone somewhere in these cushions, or else I'd be checking it now.
Is that what you're calling
it's
your titties
fine,
now?
Yeah. That's what I call my butt cheeks.
Damn, bitch. You better come get
come look for change in the couch cushions.
Come suck on these cushions. I love cushions. I love sucking on cushions.
But honestly, it's going to be a wonderful bro weekend in Baltimore.
You got Eldest in the mix?
No, it's just me and my little broskies. We got NBA playoffs.
Thanos.
Even though Thanos. And then we got that big dick ass Game of Thrones fight scene.
What do you think? They're going to beat Thanos?
Of
or they're going to lose?
They're going to beat Thanos. But
who's
I think
Thanos?
The bad guy
the bad
of Avengers.
Guy in Avengers.
And he's in Game of Thrones?
No.
There's
two different things.
The new Avengers movie that's out today.
Oh.
Or this weekend.
I might go see a movie tonight.
I want to see the Avengers
movie. I've been not spending any money at all.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It feels good to not spend for
it
a
It does
while.
Feel good.
Yeah. No, it's
your
nice.
Bank account,
cooking
like,
for yourself?
Nice.
Cooking for myself, but then also walking everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go either zero or say I either spend all of the money or none of it.
Yes.
And I've been back to spending no money.
I've been walking everywhere my damn self, dude.
Yeah.
I walked from here to into the city the last time we did it.
From Bed-Stuy.
From Bed-Stuy into
that's
the
a healthy
lower
walk.
East side.
That is a good walk.
It's a nice one over the... Billy Berg Bridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to walk like that. I would walk everywhere. And
I remember
then,
that.
And then out of nowhere, it's like your joints are just on fire.
Yeah. Oh, my foot. I ice my feet every day. It's fucking horrible. This foot is fucked up. I have to go to a new podiatrist, dude.
I feel like I'm getting a little bit of elbow tendonitis again.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
From jeeking off.
From
if you use my nuts
off.
As stress balls, it should probably clear
off.
Being off. From beaning off.
Beaning off. I love the beaning off.
I love your beaning off.
I love beaning off.
To beaning off?
Yeah. I heard some like French rap the other day.
And
I thought about starting becoming like a deaf SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah.
be like, and then like just disconnected enough from my own identity.
Yeah.
And see if you could get some woke retard to be like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's triumphant.
People don't understand how transcendent this is.
And he can't.
He literally
can't. He can't hear the
beat. This is the best music I've ever heard.
He could feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, he could feel the vibrations.
The fact that he's crossing sense barriers that he can't even comprehend. This is truly one of the most revolutionary acts of, and he's fat and gay. And then on top of it, being a big, fat, gay fatso is one of the most revolutionary acts.
That would be awesome.
When I had gay sex at 472 pounds, it was like Paul Revere riding his horse all the way to the white boy, mayo-ass white boy meeting.
Yeah.
To let them know something.
I think the British are coming.
I think the British are coming, dudes. I mean, get high and say that to yourself and try not to laugh.
It's incredible.
It's so funny.
I think the British are coming,
And in that joke, the horse is also high.
Yeah, I've tried pot.
The British. Yeah, what a legend. You should get him in the mix for Easter.
I'll invite him.
Is there, like, does Catholic Easter have specific food? I can't remember.
No, ham, dude. Easter sucks. American Easter sucks my hard little penis, dude.
That's what I've been saying.
It sucks dick.
It's not
even close. But to be fair, though, that shit's like our Thanksgiving.
So
and we go the fuck off. And everyone fasts.
For Catholics, it's their holiday, too, isn't it?
Yeah, but Catholics are more, they're like, Greek people don't have Thanksgiving. There's no, like, big food holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And you fast. Greek people, even if they're not religious, they fast usually, a lot of them, for the majority of Lent. When I was a little kid, sometimes I wouldn't eat meat for 40 days before. And so it's like a big, like, it's like when you don't jerk off.
40 days?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a month. Oh, I guess that movie, 40 days.
40 days, yeah. 40
That's
days,
about
40
Lent.
It's about not fucking or not coming or something.
Yeah, not fucking. We've talked about it before in this
Have
program.
Have we?
Yeah, about the feather scene.
I've never. Oh, yeah.
Where he puts a feather on Shannon's
That's
saucer.
Not that hard not to fuck for 40 days, man. I've done that a couple times with no issue.
Mm-hmm.
At different points in my life.
And I rented a Sprinter van and just ran it into people in Toronto.
I wonder if there's going to be another one of those soon.
An incel
van
attack?
Another driving over people thing.
I know. That was all the rage, terrorism-wise, for a while.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that really popped off for a while. They had one in Paris.
It's a cool move.
Yeah. It's like you're doing a Twisted Metal IRL.
Yeah.
If a guy set his hair on fire and had clown hair and did it, he should go free.
Oh, yeah. Beat tooth.
No, that's a real...
And he loves eating cum. She's truly insane. It's truly an insane.
Is the clown fucking slurping up ladles full of cum?
An insane man.
Was his name? His name was Meat Tooth.
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth.
Well, Sweet Tooth was the original. Beat Tooth is the one he's cum.
And Meat Tooth was
the one that sucks.
The guy that got me tooed.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Thanks.
That's good shit.
Thanks, man. Thanks, brother.
That's some good ass shit.
That's some good shit, brother.
I love when the riffs be good, man.
When the riff hit.
It's getting dark.
Oh, no.
Say some gay ass shit to me. Riggs, it's getting dark. Riggs, I need you to say some gay ass shit to me. I need you to whisper some gay ass shit into my ear.
Your dick is it looks tasty. It looks tasty.
Keep saying gay shit to me, Riggs. Riggs, I'm dying.
I want
to
lick your pre-cum.
Easy to keep going.
I want you to jerk off onto a submarine sandwich, and I want to eat it instead of using mustard.
The thing is, I got shot with a dumb bullet. It pulls all the blood out your body, and I need to keep blood pumping by getting my dick hard. You gotta say.
I want to put the sandwich in my ass instead
of eating
bullet, it.
The dumb bullet, it'll kill
you. Fuck it, and slide it in and out of my ass.
I saw a guy get shot in the hand with a dumb bullet and kill
him. And then I
want
to feed you the cum sandwich that's covered in my shit.
Keep saying gay shit to me.
And then I want to lick your balls, and after that, I just want to hold you and kiss you.
I just need to hear more gay shit to get my dick hard.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
I'm sitting at a sewing machine.
Oh, right.
I'm sitting in a sewing machine.
Adam, why didn't you just say?
Yeah, yeah. I was playing Riggs.
Why are you pitching lines?
Because I don't want to step on Stop's.
You could have said it.
You could have just said it.
I'm at a sewing machine.
You're one of the comedians on the show.
I don't need all the glory for myself. You know, I'm happy for Stop to take a couple assists and dunk them home.
What has Wario done to you? And it's Wario's fault, not mine. But your confidence is so flattened that you can't even say your own jokes on the show.
Listen, I'm just happy to be in the room.
You can't even pitch your own jokes out on the show.
What the fuck is my phone?
Damn.
Really? I used to love the drive to Baltimore. Now I don't feel like it.
You love driving?
I used to like a nice long drive by myself.
It's a nice drive because it's an hour shorter than the DC drive. So it always feels like...
Yeah. It's kind of like your dick compared to my dick.
I fucking hate going on the road.
By yourself or with people?
By myself.
I like it by myself.
You know what? I hate the bus. I hate that fucking mega bus.
Fuck,
I like the train. When we drove down to DC together, that was nice.
Yeah, you and Dasha?
That live show. Yeah,
that was fun.
Driving around New Orleans with you was fun, too.
That was really fun.
Well, you and Joyce
and we go on the fucking Baltimore, Newport News, Virginia, Crabs and fucking...
Bush Gardens
tour.
I don't know if I've been to the... What is the Six Flags and Laurel? I went there when it was Adventureland, but never...
I used to go there all the time. Six Flags.
Yeah,
that was like the go-to in Baltimore. Like that was the go-to amusement park.
Is that still open?
Well, it was Adventureland, then it became Six Flags.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever went to it when it was Six Flags.
There was a theme park in New Jersey where people kept getting injured and stuff. Hmm. I think it was called Adventureland also.
I don't know. That's a cool
name. No, that you're thinking of Six Flags like American Adventure or something?
I don't think it was a Six Flags.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, I think it was just like there was like just this theme park that people
get. I think I remember reading a Maxim article.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
That had like most dangerous theme parks or something.
Nice.
Maybe I'm confusing.
When I was a kid, I used to be into like reading about coasters and asking my parents to go to Cedar Point, Ohio.
Those are the badass ones.
That's where the best Superman coasters are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Superman Six Flags, though.
I hate coasters.
But isn't the one...
They have one like the Superman ride. Yeah.
They scare me.
That's, you like coasters?
I only like the drops. The drops are the only thing that's fucking fun. All the loops are boring as shit.
Loops are...
I went to the Six Flags Magic Mountain or whatever it was, the one in Los Angeles was like a year ago.
Yeah.
And you stand in line for fucking like 9 hours.
Where is that, in Vallejo or something?
I have no idea, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where you lost your phone on the...
My wallet.
Oh, yeah.
I lost my fucking wallet.
That was so fucking gay.
Yeah. And you're just in line all day and then you're on a roller coaster for like 2 minutes and it's just not worth it. It's like, well, this doesn't make up for my life.
No. I don't feel better about every decision I ever made.
Yeah, yeah. I was expecting to suddenly be transported to 1996, and I haven't made any choices yet.
I used to ask...
People just don't like me for who I am instead of what I've done.
I just asked my folks to go to
Little
Cedar Point.
Little did I know, they would be right.
Yeah.
Their hunch was proven correct, it turns out.
Turns out people's instincts are pretty good.
Do you remember Woodward, that summer camp for skaters?
No.
Yeah, they would advertise it in CCS.
Right? Yeah, it was in CCS,
CCS
catalog, which Nick and I both subscribed to as youths.
Yeah.
It was like a skate catalog where it was like you could buy decks and shoes and trucks.
Yeah. I was never even tangentially into skating except for playing Tony Hawk.
I wore the shoes.
I sucked at skateboarding. I remember fantasizing like, man, if I could go to Woodward, they would make me good at
skating.
That's
that's exactly what I would tell my parents. I was like, I'm going to come back so good at skating if you send me to Woodward. I think it's just this place in Pennsylvania where
and they never did, huh?
No. They sent me to a Jewish Woodward,
which is like skateboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Zionism camp.
You got sponsored for being Jewish, and then you went to law school.
Sponsored. No way, dude. I'm never selling.
You got head though. You wouldn't have gotten head.
Hey, what's up? I'm sponsored.
I got head finally. I had to put years in before the head started.
I got sponsored.
A lot of
for
hand
being
jobs.
Jewish.
Yeah, but getting hand jobs at a young age is huge.
Now, what is
it
wasn't this?
Young. I mean, it was a normal age, but most people did it in high school.
This one's cool.
This is Times Square.
It looks like New York, but it's too red.
It's Times Square, dude.
It's Times Square.
Oh, okay. But it's a weird angle.
It is.
It's from
above. Does look much cooler than it is. Times Square, it does suck my penis, but that looks awesome.
It sucks because, you walk around Shibuya or where the fuck we were. Yeah. It's like, this is tight, you know? It's like in the movies.
That crosswalk.
And it's like, you know, I live in New York, and New York's much cooler than Tokyo, but if I hate, walk around New York's gay.
Nah, dude, it rules.
It used to be, but now I'm jaded.
Yeah, dude, now you're badass. Now I'm the
I had a nice time in the city today. I just sat out.
You went to the city today?
Yeah, I had therapy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
I won.
Are you straight?
Yeah.
You know, not yet. Dude, he's just setting me up to one of those, what's it called?
He's slowly weaning you off men's penises.
He's just holding my eyes open and putting eye drops in my eyes so they don't dry out.
Cockwork orange.
I just have to watch Tiana Taylor.
A dude.
Tiana Trump sucking dick.
Tiana Taylor's also good.
Tiana Taylor in the fade video.
Dude.
A dick suck orange.
A dick suck orange?
Yes. I bet that.
Oh, hey, you're back, man. We're back to the Gay Ron podcast.
I am so sleepy. I had
is your belly full of cum?
I put too much cum in my coffee. And there was not enough coffee. So now I'm sleepy from drinking gallons of cum. I don't know if
you should have known better than that.
I don't know if I can do the robbery because I've had too much cum.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To eat.
We can postpone the robbery. Do you want to just have gay sex with Adam for a while?
Maybe we can have gay sex right now.
I was asked, I did that fashion podcast that we got mentioned on, and I was asked who I would fuck, marry, kill between the two of you and Brandon.
Oh, well, kill Brandon.
I killed Brandon. Yeah, that was the easiest one.
There's
no
even question.
And I said, marry, Stav, because you're always down to eat.
I would be a great wife, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, husband.
You should fuck Stav because
he's the wife. And then I fuck Nick.
He's got
Nick.
A big fat woman's body.
I'd fuck Nick because fucking Nick implies that I'm
you
fucking
get to top him.
That I'm topping.
Mm,
and then I'd
nice
just be like, oh my God,
never let that happen.
What are we doing?
what podcast?
That's what the game was.
Yeah.
You know? So I had
to. It's a game, Connie.
I'm sorry, bro.
I have to.
I'm sorry,
fuck you.
I have to. Fuck
Listen, Connie, these people put on a game. I don't want to fuck you. I don't have a choice. Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas, please. The game. You can't fuck me. I'm your brother. I have to, Connie.
It's either that or I kill.
I either marry, kill you, or fuck you.
Who plays the brother again?
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn, that's right.
Who's terrible.
Yeah, he's not good.
I rewatched another Sean Penn movie last night. I'm trying. Oh,
I
Colors.
Am Sam?
Colors. I put Colors on for like 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
when Racine was over. Colors?
It's all about different races.
It's a piece of shit Dennis Hopper movie about like gangs in Los Angeles, but it was shot in 88.
Mm-hmm.
So it predates gangster rap.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
it's
awesome.
Yeah, so it's just shit.
What's the music even like?
It's like, we got gangs on the street, being real gang. Gangs together and the gang at each other. You know,
there's
you better
a
not mess with the East Side Boys because the boys is going to get real angry.
That King kind of New York is kind of like that. That movie where Frank White, where Biggie takes his moniker from, where it's Chris Walken.
Yeah,
it's
the best. Abel Ferrara, the king.
And
genius.
And I believe Lawrence Fishburne, who is credited as Larry Fishburne.
I think he started as Larry Fishburne. But
that's what I mean. He was called Larry Fishburne.
We've talked about his daughter's porn, right?
Yes, Montana Fishburne.
How about Lawrence Wishbone and his little dog?
What's the story, Oof. Lawrence Wishbone?
What's the story, Fishburne? What if a black man could read? What's the story, Fishburne?
Can we stop right there? PBS, we're not interested. Could you rework that into maybe a dog?
He's a 14-year-old kid living in the suburbs of Chicago, but he owns a black man that can read and talk.
I thought that's what Reading Rainbow was about, was a black man that could read.
Yeah, that's true.
That
was like,
about
it's
a gay
redundant.
Guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's about a gay
guy who happened to be black.
Yeah, read
a guy that
you fucking fag, Reading Rainbow.
I remember I used to be really confused that he didn't have the visor.
Yeah, that he wasn't blind.
That he wasn't blind.
Yeah.
I didn't even put it together,
honestly.
Jordy
LaForge.
Jordy.
I did not put it together. I mean, I know now, obviously, but as a child, they had me fooled.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who does a bit about putting black eyes in dresses?
I don't know.
I mean, it's either Chappelle or Cat Williams or whatever, but or maybe it's Chris Rock. I can't. It was one of those guys. But, hold on.
What?
Never mind, I ran out of steam on that thought.
All right, no worries, man.
That's fine.
Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Who fucking
shit
cares?
Sucks.
Who fucking cares? I'm already preparing myself for the inevitable text message 20 minutes after this ends where it's like, hey, man, can you please get rid of that?
I'm not going to. I make a solemn promise to you right now.
No, okay, so get rid of
it. It's going to be even better when you text it.
I don't
when
need
this
to know
podcast is 32 minutes long.
No, man, then they're all going to assume I asked. It was something I asked to get cut out.
Yeah, Stav really didn't like that Wario bit. It's disrespectful.
I love Wario. I stand for my plus-size kings. I love that even more. I loved Wishbone, though, I must say. I must admit. That was some truly good shit.
I thought
it was funny.
Book reports off of Wishbone.
I had
hell yeah, I read Hamlet.
I thought it was funny to imagine, like, Wishbone, like, doing of Mice and Men, and Lenny snaps his neck because he's a puppy.
Yeah.
And Lenny can't, you know, pet. And I could never really get that to be funny in any context, but it's one of those things that it entertained me a lot, and I didn't know how to.
And that's all that matters.
No, it's frustrating when people don't get it.
When you can figure that out,
when
I feel
these
like.
People.
Didn't you have a Wishbone bit?
No, I don't think I did. I mean, maybe I did.
Something about Wishbone having sex with women? Maybe that's just a thought I'm having.
No, wait, that does sound familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did have a fucking Wishbone joke. What the fuck was it?
I don't remember, but I feel like you did.
Yeah, because he goes into books that where he fucks or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like there's a romance, yes.
Yeah, there's an
Romeo
episode
Romeo and Juliet,
maybe? Yeah, they did Romeo and Juliet with Wishbone. It's like, this bitch just fucks dogs.
She fucked a dog.
Yeah, I know, fuck. What
something
was it?
Like
I remember
that.
Liking
yeah,
that joke.
Yeah.
That's the shittiest part about having been, you know, drunk for every...
Oh, yeah.
It's like
you could have probably released like two albums no joke by this point.
Probably more than
like you had an hour when we met and it was
Nick
ready to go.
Nick probably has like 3 hours.
Yeah, and which is interesting because he also has 3 inches
that bit about working
penis
in the call center, that was a great
bit. Of course,
bit.
Twice. Almost. I've got 3 inches, 2.5.
Times two almost.
Wait, what's the biggest number? Yeah, I've got seven times 0.5. That's a cool. Hey, there you go.
Oh, that's true.
You got Neil deGrasse Tyson.
102 inches times.
You have to fool these bitches with math.
Yeah, how big is it? Just send her an equation.
Mm-hmm. That's why Asians love math. Is so. We can go and it's like all the calculus symbols or whatever, all over the ruler. Yeah.
How big's your penis, Wishbone?
Yeah, this bitch fucks dogs.
Yeah, it's something like that. Something like that!
Damn, yeah. I wish I had written stuff down ever.
Yeah, or recorded your sets or something.
Mm-hmm. Or put any effort into it.
Did you used to do... Someone used to do in DC a joke about the Geico lizard. Where there was like a commercial where there's like a couple out and then the girl sees like the Geico lizard and she's like, oh my God. Hi or something, and he's like, "Is this bitch fucking lizards?"
I don't know.
I don't fucking remember.
Mm. Was it a good joke?
It was
he doesn't
pretty
know
unremarkable.
Mm-hmm. But it was stuck in your craw.
But it's stuck in my brain.
It was your joke.
Damn.
Like a laser.
Just
like
strolled
laser
into that one.
Like a laser.
It was my joke. Does this bitch fuck a lizards? Chick chick.
Got his ass.
Click, click, boom.
Fire when ready.
Clock, click, click, I'm gay.
Target neutralized. That's cool that the military says cool stuff like that. You shoot a kid and you're like, tango neutralized. just checking, Eric, you meant you shot that 7-year-old? That is affirmative. That is an affirmative
that
action.
That is affirmative action. But in a good way, not the bad one.
Not the bad kind that I can't wait to hate when I get back home.
When I go reunite with my fat wife who's been cheating on me.
That I can't wait to get back to my
nice.
Easily a 6 wife who drives our big stupid car around. Just a reminder, fuck the troops, by the way.
which is brave thing to say because our audience is over 95%. Former service.
Yeah, but everyone knows the troops love to get nagged.
That's true.
Yeah. That's kind of what the people they're fighting against do, is kind of nag the target.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look, if you can't handle it from your podcast, how are you going to handle it from the Muslims?
From Muslims.
Look, you're getting it. A lot of people get mad about stealing valor. It's like, I'm just trying to disrespect these troops the way they're going to be disrespected.
That's right.
By
you got to harden up. It's
by Muslims, and they're over defending my freedoms.
Mm-hmm. Like Ross did in Band of Brothers.
Yeah. What did Ross do?
He was mean to the boys mm-hmm. when they were training so that they would be ready to fight the Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smart.
He was always trying to kiss the brothers.
He's trying to.
Maybe we can go out on a date. I don't want to date you, Lieutenant. Fine, then.
We were on a break.
I think the lieutenant's mad at me. I refuse to go out on a date.
I didn't kiss him on the lips.
Winter said it's not your job.
It's not.
I just want to make sure these men are prepared. Don't ever put yourself in a position where you can reject these men for a date. Damn, that show is so good.
Yeah, I love Friends.
Mm-hmm. No, Band of Brothers.
Band of Friends.
I know, I got y'all.
Yeah, Band of Brothers.
I never seen sure. Band of Brothers.
I want to watch an Indian version of that show.
Okay, what might that be like?
Yeah. You know, there's a guy that's, he's like, oh, we have a war or something.
They're fighting Pakistan.
Yeah, we had to go to World War II. We have to do a World War II. Well, you know, they learn how to use parachutes. And one of them's like, I don't, my parachute is it's too sticky.
Mm. Oh, a sticky parachute.
It's a sticky one.
You could have a whole episode on that. Mm-hmm. Whole hour on the sticky parachute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got too much masala sauce. Mm-hmm.
What is this you're handing me? It's God cologne. It is the latest form of camouflage for the Indian army. But you must be careful not to use too much of it. But he wasn't careful. And they were never again would be careful with it. How funny would it be if you could do like a comprehensive study of global warming, right? Mm-hmm. And then it turns out that the number
it's
one
the cologne.
It's Indian guys' cologne.
Yep. Well, then
after all the shaming we did of white guys, it turns out to be Indian guys putting on too much cologne.
It's the aerosol X body spray.
Almost the sole contributor to global warming.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's very probable.
Yeah. I mean, it would just be so funny.
It would be, I admit.
It was something that
would be
stupid.
One of the funniest things of all time. And they refuse to do it, to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And the irony is they're still not even fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Or smell particularly good.
They still smell good.
Wow, big cologne tricked them. Tricked those poor guys.
Yeah, they were just victims of marketing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to know, why isn't it called sword body spray, considering who uses it?
Yeah, yeah.
Axe, it makes you think it is for a Norwegian guy. They don't need cologne. They can dunk while sitting down. Look at me. I have to put on 15 gallons of cologne the second I step out of the shower. Otherwise, I would smell like a flatbed truck covered in the porta potties from a music festival crashed into a morgue. That's what I smell like naturally.
Even right after the shower? Fresh out of the shower.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's pretty good. That's a good script for Indian Band of Brothers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, sometimes I just want to go to that Cumtown character generator and just riff out whatever.
We'll do a whole app where we just
go one through of those, them. You know, one where we really hate doing it.
Indian Independence
it's dragging
Day.
Dragging like 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
We'll go to one. We'll find
Let's
that
just
one.
See what that guy thinks we should do. They're all good.
Yeah. How about Black Frasier? That's a good one.
Oh, I love that.
Now, so what I'm trying to do is intellectualize Ross.
Man, don't
pussy.
Be telling me about nothing, no Ross pussy,
but
not Frasier.
But Dad's still the same.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how I ended up with these two guys. Now, so what you got to do is philosophize
man,
the pussy.
Man, don't be telling me no philosophize nothing, man.
You got to.
The last time your ass.
See, a bitch wants to be mentally stimulized.
This Frazier, what's your problem?
Good morning. You listening to the Blackfist Club with Dr. Dr. Frazier Feel Good. We got a bitch calling in. Her man's not fucking her right. Damn, Niles, why you all spazzed out? Man, I think I smoked some bad rock.
They smoke crack. Niles, they smoke crack, these two black psychiatrists.
That's why Niles is so nervous all the time. He's always smoking bad. He's always smoking bad rock.
You got a hot bag.
I got fucked, man. I got a bad
man,
bag.
You know Maris don't got no good rock.
Shit, man. My bitch ass baby mama be giving me bad rocks. Trying to fuck me up when I go to family court, man. You know how that shit do?
Black Frazier.
Frazier, are you and your friends gonna be in the living room all night? Damn, Pops. Why don't you get off my motherfucking ass? Why don't you trying to do the radio show in the morning?
The Blackfist Club.
The Blackfist
Club. With Dr. Frazier Feel Good.
With Dr. Frazier Ass Feel Good.
Fuck.
That's one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the Black Girl Magic School Bus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we've done that before.
Probably.
Yeah. How you doing? I'm Mrs. Frizzle.
Have the same hair.
Wow, Mrs. Frizzle, are we going to shrink down and go into Carlos's body? Bitch, that is not my job. But the school bus is magic. I do not care. Class will be starting.
No, it's like once the bell rings, she just, it goes big and like explodes Carlos's dog that they were inside of. Yeah. I'm off the clock.
I'm on my lunch break.
It's 4:00. Sparky!
4:53 p.m.
Just covered in dog guts. What's the, how big's the penis, wishbone?
Suck my penis, wishbone. Stick your dick inside my ass. Fuck my asshole, wishbone. Can you make me suck your dick? Suck my dick bone. Well, I'm gonna have to go to the gym.
Yeah, I got to drop to B-more.
Oh, you're leaving right now?
Yeah, I'm just going to go pick up Christina, and then we're getting the fuck out of
Interesting.
Here.
Interesting. Let Christina know.
Tell her you said what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, also tell her
you both send her your
tell
regards.
Tell her I say what Christina, up first, and then tell her that Nick says what's up.
Okay.
I was going to say, let her know she's a slut, but... Because I don't really know Christina well enough.
Yeah, she's just a nice person.
Yeah. I guess maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Hey, Kalo Pascha, Christos Anesti, everyone. This will be coming out on Greek Easter.
He is risen.
His dick, like my dick, has risen.
Have you heard the turd news?
And listen, starting in May, we're going to every Monday of Funny Moms except the first Monday. So second, third, fourth.
And if
there is one. Come see us on the 13th, 20th, and 27th. We're going to motherfucking be it. Come on, everybody, every Monday.
And thanks, everyone, that came to the last one.
Thanks, everyone, that came to the last one. That was great.
Bye.
Bye.